Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Sayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Today is Friday, November 6, 2015, and it is 2 p.m. And I'm excited to say in the wonderful United States of America, we have another exciting show today. As today we'll be talking about social media, the question we're asking is, so what is up with social media? Why is it so important that in this digital age that we take advantage of what social media provides to us? So I'm really, really excited to talk about that because lately I've been seeing that I've been encountering, first of all, a lot of people who don't use social media or who are not taking advantage of leveraging what social media can provide for them, not just in the business world, but also in their personal world. And so today, that's what we'll be talking about. And then at the end of the show, I will have an opportunity that I would like to share with everyone if you want to get to understand social media more or learn how to use it. So today, as we talk about social media, it is interesting that just about 20 years ago that we had, it's the late 80s. Mid to late 80s is when the first computer came out. There was the Apple or Mac, and then there was Dell. So as we think about how the evolution of the computers, where they were this big box that you have to put on a desk because you were unable, it wasn't mobile, it wasn't portable. Because I can remember in elementary school when we were using the computers, we were playing Oregon Trail and Pac-Man and all these other old educational games or even these fun games. We had this big Mac computer. I mean, it was humongous. It was almost the size of a small icebox. And then as time evolved, the computers became smaller and smaller and more portable. Then laptops came about, and now we have smartphones, and now we have tablets, and then we have phones that are almost the size of tablets or function as tablets. So there's so much technology. Technology has evolved over time, and there's so much devices and technology out there. But are we using it to our advantage? And as research has recently shown, is that more and more people are using their phones as a means of connecting with social media. There's programs such as Instagram where our Periscope, where you have to, it's only applications or social media platforms that you can use from your phone. It's not compatible to your computer or to your laptop. So when we think about that, the question I would like to ask everyone is, are you using social media to your advantage? Now, there's various platforms of social media. There's Facebook, and Facebook is more of a social atmosphere. It's more connecting with family and friends. You can use it for business, as there's billions of people on Facebook, and there are so many different features and platforms that they allow you to provide a business component. But when you think about using social media Facebook for a business, it's more of a non-professional atmosphere. It's great for speakers and coaches and people who do internet marketing and multi-level marketing and other businesses that are not so professional or are not so conservative or corporate America-ish. And the reason why I say that is because when you're on social media, there's opportunities that you connect with friends. You can have a public figure page. You can have a company page. You can have a personal page. And so when I talk to clients or when I meet people who are on Facebook, I ask them, who is your ideal client? Because if your ideal client is a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, then Facebook may not be the best platform to connect with that person. That may be for another platform, but I'll share it with later. But when you think about Facebook, Facebook is, first of all, a great way to connect with family and friends. As I said, there's billions of users on Facebook around the world. And you are able to friend people on Facebook. Of course, they have to accept your friend request, and you can may or may not have mutual friends. And when you connect with them on Facebook, you're able to see their pictures, their videos, their likes, their posts, depending on how much access they give you. And so Facebook is definitely more of a social atmosphere. It's a way to connect with people on a more social, personal level. You can use it for business, like I shared earlier, but that business is more of a people service, probably a a customer-to-customer, not necessarily a B2B type of atmosphere. You can use it for certain B2Bs depending on what kind of platform you're on, but it is great for building a relationship with your customers on a personal level, because I truly believe whether you're using for social media for your personal life or for your business, that when you think about it, you really want to build a relationship with people. Social media is not where you can just tell people to like your services or just tell them to go to this website or buy this, or you're selling this, or you're doing that, or you can teach them this. It's really about building a relationship. Initially, when I first started my business, I did not want to be on social media for a number of reasons. And when I would tell my colleagues that, they would say, well, how do you expect to get business? How do you actually expect for people to know who you are? And what I've come to realize, social media, no matter what platform or how many platforms you are on, social media is the online resume. Just like when you were going for a job, that you would need a paper resume to tell them your life experiences, to tell them your work experiences, to tell them your educational background, and all the things of who you are. Now, social media has become your digital resume, meaning that it has everything about you, whether from the information that you post or things that people post about you. It is something to realize that if you're not on social media, if there's no impressions or no images or videos or links about you on the internet, then you really don't exist. Because as I was just having a consultation with one of my potential clients, you know, I talked about when I was looking at his social media platform, and I Googled him. I didn't find much about him. And as his service is for people, I said, how are people supposed to find you or connect with you if there's no impressions of you online through Googling you or looking at your social media platforms? So when we think about that, I want you to think about how are you using social media? How are you using it to your advantage? Because you want to make sure that you're consistent. And being consistent means if you're going to post once every day, how many times are you going to post a day? If you're going to post weekly, how many times are you going to post weekly? Monthly, I would not suggest. I think no matter what social media platform you are on, that you should at least do a couple of days a week for the least. Because if you do just weekly, then you're really not building that relationship with people, because remember, nowadays people have very short attention spans. So first of all, you have a good 5 to 30 seconds to grab someone's attention. So whatever you're posting on social media or even on your website or any other your digital platforms, if you're not grabbing the attention of your audience within the 5 to 30 seconds, then you've already lost them. So you want to make sure it's appealing. So when you think about being online, find the platforms that connect with your audience. Find the platforms that connect with what you're doing. So we talked about Facebook. Facebook is a more social atmosphere. You can do business on there, but that's more for people services. So it's great for people who are in the marketing or more social atmosphere type of business. Now, when we talk about Twitter, I think Twitter is a great resource as well. Twitter has now added another component to it, which is Periscope, where you can do online videoing and you can have conversations. So it's like a portable webinar, to kind of give it an analogy to that respect. And so when you think about Twitter, Twitter is a platform where you can only use 140 characters. Now, when you're thinking about having a Twitter platform, I truly believe it does not matter what industry you're in. Whether you're in a corporate America or people-to-people, a C2C business or a B2B business, or you're in a social atmosphere, or if you're doing products and or services, Twitter is a great way to get that information out there. Your message has to be concise and short and straight to the point. And I think that's the best way, especially people are on the go and people are using their mobile devices and their tablets more than anything else. So you want to make sure that if you're using Twitter, whether to connect with your family and friends or to even promote your business, it's a great opportunity. And what I love about Twitter, and that's how I actually got one of my first clients, is that on Twitter, there is no one to say that they have to accept your friendship. When you're on Twitter, if you want to follow somebody, all you have to do is press follow, the button follow on their profile, and you're following them. The only way that you can't make the connection with them is they block you or they spam you or whatever the case may be, but it's such an easy access, an easy way to connect with people. I mean, even the president is on Twitter, and a lot of global leaders and corporate America people, Fortune 100, Fortune 500, just about everybody's on Twitter. And when you think about being on Twitter, I think it's a great way to connect with people, and you can, once you follow someone, you'll get their Twitter feeds, and when you get their Twitter feeds, you can either favorite it, meaning that you like it and you want to save it, or you want to retweet it, or you want to reply. What I think what is great about Twitter is that, one, you are able to follow people instantly, and you can build that relationship with them. I remember when I first started on Twitter, I was so excited, and I would tweet so much that I think my tweeting was over-tweeting me. And it was a great way because that's how I connected with one of my beginning clients, is that I would tweet back and forth with him. He was in leadership, and I enjoyed what he was sharing, and he always had such great information. He was tweeting a lot of different things, and I kept following him and replying and favoriting and retweeting, and we built a relationship, and he told me he was moving here from Germany to the United States, and that's how we built a relationship. We met on Twitter, and I connected with a lot of other great people on Twitter, and it was a great way to have a conversation and dialogue with people right then and there, and it was concise. It was short and to the point. I think that's where you can get much more relationship and much more interaction with people, because Twitter, you don't have to read a page of notes. You don't have to read a long list posting. You have 140 characters to make your point. Now, when you're thinking about using Twitter, keep in mind you have 140 characters to use, but also when you're tweeting something or you're replying to someone's tweet, whatever, there's an at handle, which is the at sign. That's your Twitter handle. So your at sign or the Twitter handle and then the person's tweet account or tweet and Twitter name, that's going to take up your 140 characters. And then when you want people to reply to you, you also want to make sure that you're not using the 140 characters, because when they reply to you and you're replying to someone else, that's a continuous feed that's going to take place. So your message continually has to be concise, short, and to the point. And so that's what I like about Twitter, because, once again, the messages are short. You have easy access to people. Everyone's on Twitter. You can use Twitter. I remember there was one author that used Twitter for a whole year to tweet their whole book. Their entire book they tweeted on Twitter. And I was amazed, and I was like, how can you tweet a whole book on Twitter with 140 characters? And he spent the whole year, and that's one of the ways they became a best-selling author. So you can be very creative on Twitter. You can use Twitter to follow your friends and family. You can use Twitter to connect with professionals, with your colleagues. You can use Twitter to find out what's going on in social media, in the world. And what is also great about Twitter is that there's hashtags, and the hashtags are kind of your tracking system for different messages. So if you are an accountant and you want to build a rapport that you are an accountant, you're providing information about accounting services, about finances on Twitter, build your own hashtag that's specific to you and your industry, whether it's your name, your industry, or what your topic is about, and then that will be like your folder. So every time you tweet something on Twitter, you can use that hashtag, and that hashtag will build a folder for you to keep record of all the tweets that are connected with that hashtag. And the other thing about hashtags, and Twitter is very good about that, is that when you use the hashtags, people can also type in the topic related to your hashtag and connect with you that way. So when you think about that, if you really want to build a track record, you really want to build be an expert in your space, think about using a hashtag. So the example that I gave is, you know, if you are an accountant, maybe you want to hashtag ACCT finances. So accounting finances, or accounting small business, or accounting government, whatever that expertise you want to be in, use that hashtag to be very specific to you. You don't want it to be too general that you're unable to be significant, because also that's also your unique selling proposition. That's the way of making yourself stand out. That's your unique marker that you want to use. So that is Twitter. Now, when we think about LinkedIn, I think, is a great way as well to connect with people. There is millions of people on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is more for a professional atmosphere. And sometimes people get it confused because I do sometimes see things that should not be on LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is for mostly you can do it B2B, business to business, or business to customer, or customer to customer. But you want to keep in mind that it's very professional. So some of the postings that you would put on Facebook, you would not put on Twitter. I mean, you would not put on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more of your suit and tie type of atmosphere. And that's just not to say everyone on there has a suit and tie, but it's just to kind of give the analogy to differentiate the different social media platforms. So when you think about LinkedIn, it's a great way to connect with companies, organizations. It's a great way to connect with colleagues. It's a great way to connect with influential people on there. For me, I personally use LinkedIn for just building a professional profile. You know, as a business coach, as a speaker, as an author, as a former healthcare provider, because I still connect with colleagues in the healthcare industry because I connect with my colleagues and my classmates who graduated from UM and UF. But I also use the opportunity to tap into a different realm of clientele, a different target audience. And so you want to keep in mind that there can be posts that you can use on all three. You can use it on Facebook, you can use it on Twitter, and you can use it on LinkedIn. But you also want to keep in mind there's some posts that will not be appropriate for all of these different social media platforms. So when you think about LinkedIn is a more professional atmosphere. It's a great way to even become build on your writing skills, as Facebook as well has provided opportunity that you can write articles and turn your Facebook page or another Facebook or your Facebook service into a blog. And LinkedIn provides you that same platform. LinkedIn provides you a platform where you can turn your articles into a blog. And that's a great way, especially if you want to build yourself, your credibility, your authority in a topic, using the LinkedIn postings where you can actually post articles is a great way to say that you're a writer, and not only to get the information out there, but also to work on your writing skills. I think it's a great way to connect with people and share your information and resources. So if you are a writer or you're an aspiring writer, I think that's a great way to start. And also, you never know, you can use those articles that you use on LinkedIn to actually submit to magazines and newspapers and other blogs and other opportunities to actually get your writing out there and to kind of build that reputation of writing in your space based on whatever your topic is. Then we talk about Instagram. Instagram initially was for the younger generation, but nowadays a lot of people are on Instagram. And Instagram is one of those social media platforms where it's mostly for your device. It's not necessarily for your PC or your laptop. So Instagram is more of, it's kind of almost like Tumblr, but Instagram is pictures. And you're able to post pictures. You can do 15-second videos. I have a former client of mine. She uses Instagram as one of her major social media platforms, and she uses it to post her 15-second videos that she does for motivation. And then she posts her pictures on there, and she has, I think, over 500,000 followers on Instagram. And so when you think about Instagram, it's more for the younger people, but then, you know, if you are a little older, you can also use that platform to kind of be able to market to young people, young professional teenagers. That's mainly, I would say, the millennial social media platforms, anywhere between 18 to 25, give or take, actually 16 to 25 or 16 to 30 would be your ideal age range of individuals who will be using Instagram. So if you are thinking about tapping into the younger adults or the younger generation, Instagram is a great way that you just post your pictures on there, kind of give some messaging on your pictures, or if you want to do quick videos. Another social media platform is YouTube. I think YouTube is a great tool. It's connected with Google. And YouTube is almost as if you can as almost your own TV show, really. And it's a great way to also another way to promote your material out there. You can use YouTube to connect with videos, whether it's about your products and or services, about events you're going to or events you've done. You can actually live stream your events on YouTube as well, which I think is great. And you can even monetize. If you have built enough track and enough tracking and enough following, you can actually get paid for your videos by monetizing them. I know a couple of people, and even one of my former clients as well, monetizes their videos from YouTube. So YouTube, and there's no time limit. You can have a video on there that's a couple of seconds, and you can have videos on there that are a couple of hours, because even you can find videos on there or movies. So if you're thinking about actually building your own TV show, if you're thinking about actually becoming your own reality star, I think YouTube is a great way to get that information out there. It is connected through Google. The only thing, a lot of the social media platforms, it's your information, you get to keep it. I'm not a copyright attorney or intellectual property attorney, but from the information that I received from people, you want to be careful, because especially if you're using social media for your business, you want to keep in mind that, yes, it's your information, but it's being controlled by the people who own those social media platforms. So if you are on Facebook, if you are on LinkedIn, you are on Twitter, there are some of those social media platforms you can export and import your contacts into an Excel sheet. I know, especially for LinkedIn, you can have all your contacts on an Excel sheet, which I think is very important, because let's say something happens to your LinkedIn account, or LinkedIn goes away, like MySpace, or crashes, or whatever happens to it, you've lost all those contacts. So you want to find ways that you can back up those contacts, and also find ways that you can funnel your contacts, especially for your business, into your own system, whether it's your email services such as Infusionsoft or Constant Contact or iContact or MailChimp or whatever these other email services are. You want to be able to connect those contacts that you've made on your social media into another database, so you don't lose and that you can have ownership of that information. So when we talked about Facebook, we talked about Twitter, we talked about Instagram, we talked about LinkedIn, we talked about YouTube. The other social media platform that I want to talk about is Tumblr. Tumblr, I think, is also another great tool that I think a lot of people are not really using. And I think it's a great way that you can, out of all of them, Tumblr, and there's other blogging services out there, so I'm not saying this is the best one, but I would say out of all the ones that I've shared thus far, Tumblr is a great way to build a blogging history or a blogging service or your blogging business, because it's a way that you can post pictures, you can post videos on there, you can do quotes, and then it allows you to have text or caption or write about something. And there's a lot of different things that you can use on Tumblr in order to get the word out there. So I think by all the ones I've shared, Tumblr is more of the blogging type system or format. So when we talk about social media, what I want people to realize is that if you're not on social media, you do not exist, whether that's personal use or business use. For your personal use, it's great to connect with family and friends who are, even if they're down the street, because nowadays people are so busy and don't have time to connect with other people. So social media has become that interim, because we don't do phone calls anymore. We do text nowadays instead of picking up the phone to call people. We don't really write or send letters anymore. So social media has taken over that. So if you are wanting to stay in contact with your loved ones or your friends or families, whether they're down the street in your neighborhood or they're around the world, I think social media is a great way to do that. Now, when we talk about social media for your business, keep in mind that there are so many other different social media platforms that I did not get to cover within the show due to the show being only 30 minutes, so I can't divulge all the social media platforms that are out there. But when you think about using social media for your business, keep in mind, who is your target audience? So if your target audience is more of a social atmosphere, it's kind of a laid-back business, then maybe Facebook might be good for you. If you're wanting to connect with people on all different levels and you want to keep your message concise and build reputation, then Twitter may be a good platform because you only need 140 characters. If you're wanting to connect with people more on a professional level, whether it's a B2B or it's a B2C, or you want to connect with influencers or corporate America, then LinkedIn would be a much more suitable platform for that. If you want to build a platform, whether you, no matter what kind of business you're doing, if you want to post videos, then YouTube, Vimeo, Livestream, those are other opportunities where you can actually post videos. Google Hangout and Google Air are also other ways that you can post your videos and build your own radio show. You know, we do think of our Oprah Winfrey, queen of TV show. But now you're able to be the queen of your own TV show by using some of these platforms to build your video, to build your contact in a video format. And then when you're thinking about connecting with the younger generation, think about Instagram. Instagram is a great way to attract the younger crowd of the younger generation, the millennials. There is also one social media platform that I didn't get to share on, and I'll share with that briefly before we close the show today, is Pinterest. Especially for businesses and people who want to connect with women and women who want to connect with other women, 80% of people who use Pinterest are women. And Pinterest is kind of almost like a collage service where you're able to find a category that you're interested in and post pictures in that category based on what that category is about. So if your category is about hair, then you're able to pin pictures that you like on Pinterest and put it in your hair category, your hair folder. Or if you like flowers or whatever it is you like, if you like dresses or home designing or art or music, whatever it is, you can use Pinterest to kind of categorize the pictures that you like on that social media platform. And they also have an added service or added feature where you can actually, it's called the gold pin, where people can actually buy from you on Pinterest. So when we think about how to expose ourselves personally and business, social media is a great way. It is the gateway to the rest of the world. We have no excuse to not say, no matter what kind of business you're in, small or large, that you are a global marketer. You are a global business owner. Because if you're on social media, you can connect with millions and even billions and billions of people around the world at your fingertips. So that's why I'm excited to say a week from today, November 13, 2015, which is a Friday. I don't believe in Friday the 13th, so we're going to have a great show and we're going to have a great time. I'm doing a social media webinar 101 for baby boomers. Baby boomers are 50 to 70 years old. And the reason why I'm doing this webinar is because I've had baby boomers who tell me they weren't so too savvy on social media, or they're on social media, they don't know how to use certain features or don't know how to start an account. So I wanted to help the baby boomers to be connected as well, because I think no one should be left outside of this digital age. There's too many opportunities and too many ways that we connect with our loved ones and our business partners and even our potential business clients, that to use social media and to learn how to use it effectively is advantageous in this digital age that we live in. We are in a world of technology, innovation. Every day there's new technology coming out, new innovation. So if you are a baby boomer, and even if you're not a baby boomer and you just want to understand social media better, or you want to know how to start a Facebook account or a LinkedIn account or an Instagram account or a YouTube account, all the different social media platforms that I shared today, if you want to find out how to either start an account, use it effectively, or take it to the next level, then you should attend this webinar. The webinar is going to be a three-hour webinar, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And the value of this webinar is initially $297, but for the holidays and to aid baby boomers to be connected with the rest of the world, it's only $67. For a three-hour webinar to get social media savvy, no matter if you're a beginner, intermediate, or even advanced, because even if you're an advanced user on social media, you still may need some help in understanding the features that are on there. So if that's you, whether you're a baby boomer or not, and you want to become social media savvy, join us on this webinar, which is next Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, a three-hour webinar. The value is $297, but we're only having it for $67 for the holidays to help the baby boomers and anyone else who needs to get up to speed and be connected, especially before the holidays, so you can see those beautiful pictures of your family during the holiday season, as well as connect with your clients or our business partners, our colleagues around the world during the business season as you may be traveling for your business for the holidays. So I'm excited to say that social media, you do not want to be left out. Social media is the new thing. Actually, it's not the new thing, but if you haven't been on social media, then it's the new thing for you. So realize that in order to be known and to be seen, you need to be on social media. Find out what social media platforms are appropriate for you, whether it's personal or business. Find out if it's in the business. Find out how you are using social media, what is the best social media platforms for the business and the services you are providing. And if you'd like more information, you can send me an email at info@faolaDelica.com. Once again, that's info@faolaDelica.com, where you can ask us more information about this webinar, and you can register, or if you want to go ahead and register, go to eventbrite.com and put in Baby Boomer Social Media 101 webinar. And remember, it's November 13th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. No matter where you are around the world, you can get connected on this webinar, and it's only $67. The value is $297, so you want to make sure you take advantage of that during the holiday season. Well, my name is Faola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. It is a little hot today, and I cannot believe it's winter season around the world, and only in South Florida is it 80-something degrees, and I'm sweating bullets. And I've already started to get my light winter coats and my light winter attire out, and I have not been able to use it yet. So I do hope that I do hope that Mother Nature is listening, and I hope God will answer my prayers to allow some cool season or cool breeze to pass here, because my red boots are waiting to come out and see the world. As well as I love wearing my scarves, and I want just a little bit cold weather so I can stop sweating bullets out here. Well, once again, enjoy your weekend, realizing that it is exciting to be Friday because we look forward to the weekend. And I'm excited that this evening my friend, my colleague, is giving me an opportunity. Direct Keene is having her 10-year anniversary for her book club, Doing His Will in Coral Springs, in honor of the late Dr. Miles Monroe. And I get to not only share my book or sell my book as an author, The Resilience Living Life by Design, I also get to have a few minutes to speak. So I'm really excited about that this evening. So if you are in South Florida in the Coral Springs area, come and check us out, as this will be a great event to come out and support Direct Keene and her book club, Doing His Will, as it's a 10-year anniversary. It's a family event. And the book club is for family, as they have the kids, the teenagers, and the adults, each focusing on a book. I've enjoyed being a part of this book club. I'm honored to be with her this evening. And I want to say safe travels and much love to my fellow Toastmasters who are having the District 47 conference in the beautiful island of Nassau, Bahamas. I'm sad that I couldn't be there as they're enjoying the beautiful resort of Atlantis. I mean, it's the best resort, probably one of the best resorts in the world, and especially in the Bahamas. And Bahamas is such a hospitable culture and people. So I wish I could be there, but I'll have to make another trip to Bahamas at another time. So I wish them all a great conference this weekend. Safe travels. But I'm going to be excited to attend Direct Keene's book club tonight. And then tomorrow, Nick Vich, his last name, I know I'm murdering it, is going to be in Boca Raton. So it's just a lot going on this weekend. So wherever you are, be productive, have fun, but most of all, relax, because it's the weekend. My name is Faola Delica again. Take care. Bye-bye.